T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Episode number 99 of Offsides with Mark Ryan, the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. Great to be here with you on ESPN Upstate, 97.7 FM in Greenville, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, 1330 AM in Anderson or Clemson or wherever you are and however you want us on the radio.com app. On your time. A check quickly on Twitter where Thomas Guzik says, Mark, with your wedding issue, yeah, I've got a friend who's getting married at the same day and time that the U.S. is going to play France in the World Cup quarterfinal. It's driving me insane. He says, have your groom guy do one of two George Costanzas. He's dropping the Seinfeld reference here. Number one, start smoking. Maybe she'll back out. Number two, have him cry like a baby to delay it until spring. Blooms, rebirth, all that crap. You know, hey, we need time. I need a little rebirth. That's what I'm going to pull for him as well. I've committed to be at the wedding, and now I'm trying to figure out how to get out of it.
I have another question for you. If he's as big of a soccer fan as you say he is, say you're not going, because he would be understanding.
No, not
so. He's not that big of a soccer fan.
It's, man, that's like $100 a head for the food, and you've committed two people going, you know. I want to be respectful of my date to the wedding as well, and I don't want her to get mad at me because I can't be buried in my phone the entire time. Oh my God, what's happening? But I think
well, just ask her to hold the phone for you.
I think if it was like a group stage game, like U.S. against, you know, Chile or something, I'd be able to get through it without hearing the score. But the number one and number two best women's teams in the world meeting in the quarterfinal, I don't think there's any possible way I'm going to be able to avoid that. A female voice texting into the show here. LOL, Mark, love the show and definitely don't want to ruin your day. See, whenever you say the word but, you negate everything that you say before it, right? And so she says, LOL, Mark, love the show and definitely don't want to ruin your day, but I already know where this is going, and this is not going very well for me. But 100% put a decent-looking male's face, I don't have that, on a dad bod, I do have that, and also a fit man, I don't have that. Woman takes the fit man 4 out of 5 times. Lonzo, I think I'm 1 for 3 there, and that'll get me into the Baseball Hall of Fame with a .333 batting average.
It will, but see, I disagree. I think I believe that people aren't as superficial as some people think, and if someone's willing to put the work in to make themselves have abs like that, that means they don't have time for you. So you think about that. You think about that. If their abs are so important, that's less time they're going to care about you. But if that's what you want, you go right ahead.
Yeah, no.
I'm talking to the females.
So I like what Lonzo's saying here. This could be the excuse for every guy anywhere. Hey, I don't look great because my focus is you.
Exactly.
I could put less focus on you and look much better. But I've chosen to be a roly-poly. I've chosen to be a butterball turkey because my focus is you. There's no doubt about that. By the way, 78% of women say the dad bod is sexier than the hard abs because the dad bod is a sign of confidence. Hey, I am what I am. Take me with my rolls. Take me with my little pudge. Take me when my stomach is on time but I'm 15 minutes late. Take me as I am. All right. It's time for the top 3 at 3. Lonzo, I almost did it again. I almost said the top 5 at 5 again.
It's been a while, so you're doing pretty good.
The top 3 at 3 begins now.
Stop shaking your dad bod. I don't want to see that.
Hit it! All right, so the New Orleans Pelicans, the city is going nuts about Zion Williamson being drafted there. And remember back to when this started and when the NBA draft lottery came about and Spartanburg's own Zion Williamson? You know, it was learned that the New Orleans Pelicans were going to have the number one overall pick. Everybody thought this thing was going to be fixed, that he was going to go to New York or LA. Then they thought it was fixed because the NBA is trying to save the franchise in New Orleans. I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. I don't buy that at all. And I know by looking at his face that Zion Williamson was initially disappointed to be going to New Orleans. But we had his high school coach on this show from Spartanburg Day School who broke some news when he said that Zion would not be going back to Duke and Zion would be honored to be drafted by the Pelicans. That same high school coach, Lee Sarter, will be joining us on Thursday with Zion Williamson from the NBA draft. He's going to the NBA draft to support his former student and player. Folks, Zion Williamson to the Pelicans is the best thing for him, period. They've already sold 3,000 new season tickets. He's already a folk hero in that town. Anthony Davis never fully embraced that area, always felt like he was too big of a star to be stuck there in New Orleans. Zion Williamson is from the South. Zion Williamson gets the South. And Zion Williamson is a small town kid who now gets to stay in the South. He's a small town kid and he gets to go to the Big Easy. Think of the name. Folks, I classify cities in one of two ways, easy and hard. All right? Everything in Atlanta is hard. Getting around is hard. Parking is hard. Shopping is hard. If you need something, it's hard to get it. Right? Everything in Houston is hard, tough to get around, hot as blazes, worst traffic you've ever seen. Everything here is easy. It's so easy. 9 minutes I live from where I work. Getting out is easy. Going downtown is easy. Getting around the upstate is really easy. People here, I hear people say I got stuck in traffic. There is no traffic here. Stop it with that. There's never any traffic here. Your traffic delay is only like 10 or 15 minutes at most. That's not traffic. But see, Zion Williamson is going to the Big Easy, where everything is easy, and it's relaxed, and it's slow, and it's the South, and it's where he belongs, and it's where he fits, and it's absolutely, positively the very best move for him, and I think he's going to realize that within the first couple years of his career. Next up. All right, folks, so they're leading the NL East. The Atlanta Braves are 43-30. They've won 9 out of their last 10 games, 2 in a row, and they are shredding Major League Baseball right now. They are on fire. But are the Atlanta Braves a World Series contender? They've scored more runs this season than all but 3 other teams in the league. They have a 48-run differential. They've given up a lot of runs as well, but they added Dallas Keuchel from my former stomping grounds, Houston. Let me tell you, folks, Astros fans were livid that Houston did not find a way to keep Dallas Keuchel. Scott Boras wanted the best deal for him. It's just a one-year deal, which is going to be a little bit more than half a season deal for Dallas Keuchel, but he is going to make a major, major difference for the Braves coming down the pike this season. You have Freddie Freeman doing Freddie Freeman things. You have one of the brightest young stars in the sport in Ronald Acuna Jr., and you've got to get by one team. It was obvious last year the Dodgers were better than the Braves in the postseason, but there's a very kind of Toronto Raptors feel to what's going on in the National League. Here's what I mean by that. Everybody knows in the NBA the West is way better than the East, but if you win the East, you only got to beat one team out of the West. You don't have to go through that gauntlet. And the Toronto Raptors, they played a Golden State that was at half strength by the time it rolled around. So if you're the Atlanta Braves, if you can just figure out a way to get by the Dodgers, who are killing it right now, you only got to beat one team out of the very dominant American League. Can they do it? It might be a year or two before their time, but damn, are they exciting to watch right now. And finally, folks, Richard Jefferson, former NBA player, said it best. In terms of our soccer teams in this country, our women are the New England Patriots and our men are the New York Jets, okay? To a college football analogy, our women are the Clemson Tigers and our men are BYU, all right? Now, BYU is a decent little team, and every once in a while they can rise up and they can beat somebody really, really good, but it's never consistent. So my question to you is as follows. Will we ever win a World Cup in our lifetime on the men's soccer side? We've seen it happen on the women's side. Will it ever happen on the men's side? What would be to you the number one most glorious sports achievement that would make your life? The number one wish list championship that you would have in sports? Clemson fans would say a national championship 3 years ago. You've gotten 2 of those now. Right? For me, far and away, number one, more than anything else, would be our men winning a World Cup. Will I get to see that before I...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I die. Those are today's top 3 at 3. Now it's your chance to chime in at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter, where our policy is, if you're following us, we get to your tweet on the air, at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at MARC Ryan on Air, that's at Mark Ryan on Air, and you can also email the show, markryan at ESPNUpstate.com. So I spoke to, about the last topic, the former program manager of the IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. That is the academy where our men's national team trains, where our women's national team trains. And it is the full-time home of our under-17 national team. And he shared with me a list of problems that exists in terms of the national team level. He says we have no hierarchy of scouts. He says there's no coaching education system here, and that each time a young player growing up here has a different coach, he learns a different style. Whereas in other countries, there's an identity. Everyone coaches the same way, either fast-paced, slow-paced, physical, agile. They have different styles, and everyone in that country coaches to that style. And we don't do that here in this country. Way too many talented players slip through the cracks. And here, you got to pay $1,500 to join a traveling team if you're any good. And in Europe, for free, Manchester United, the biggest clubs in the world, will sign you to their academy from like the age of six. You'll go to school there. You'll have professional training there from the age of six moving forward. That's how it works in Europe, and that is what you need if you're going to be a world power at the elite soccer level. All right, coming up next, some of you received push notifications for this on radio.com today, and I promised we'll get to it, and we will. My list of the only teams that could potentially make the college football playoff next season. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
Buy one, get one free. Who doesn't like that? I mean, you hear that and you're like, yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. Why not? And the health there right now, you buy one program, you get one free. You can't beat that. You know why? Because you get to go in and get a program, and you can bring a significant other or just someone that you know casually. Say it's that guy in the cube next to you. You know he's been looking for a way to lose weight. You've been looking for a way, but you've been waiting. Well, here's the best time to do it because you guys can go in together, buy one program, get one free. You get one free, and there's nothing like that, is there? All right, so what does the Health Dare do? Well, the Health Dare will get you to lose weight. You will lose weight in 30 days guaranteed or your money back. And it is an easy program, so easy that I can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. No problem. You don't have to starve yourself. You don't have to inject yourself. You don't have to wait for your food in the mail. You can eat fast food and carbs. And listen, you don't have to step a foot inside of a gym. And this thing really works. Probably people you know have already used the Health Dare, and you've just been waiting. Well, this is the best time. So through July 4th, buy one program, get one free. And here's how you do it. You go to idaregreenville.com, fill out some information, and one of the Health Dare coaches will bring you in for a free consultation in beautiful downtown Greenville. That's right. That's where their office is. You don't have to go to another state or talk to someone from another country. They're right here in Greenville. Go to idaregreenville.com today. When you're there, make sure you tell them that Lonzo dared you.
One of my top five favorite songs of all time, Bulls on Parade, bringing us back. Oh, thanks, Lonzo. Appreciate it. I mean, tell me this song doesn't pump you up, man. Whenever you hear it, man. Incredible. All right, let's get to one before we move on. By the way, a texter says, Mark, my number one sports wish, you say it would be for the U.S. men to win a World Cup. And hey, I compared them to BYU. BYU's won a national championship at one point, right? Why not? Dare to dream. Florida State dosing their O-line with Osterine and returning to relevance would be a start. There you go. That is one man's wish. Let's get to Jimmy, who's hanging patiently on the line. Jimmy, thanks for the call. What do you want to get to today, bud?
I want to talk about the NBA draft. You know, everybody knows that Zion Williamson is from Spartanburg, South Carolina, and he's the projected number one pick, and everybody knows that's going to happen. But I didn't know today, until I was watching SportsCenter, that Ja Morant is from Dawsonville, South Carolina, near Sumter.
Yep.
So we could have the number one and number two players in the draft from the state of South Carolina. And then his father played with Ray Allen in high school. And then he, Ja Morant, played with Zion Williamson on an AAU team. And he was discovered by the Murray State coach in Spartanburg. And the other thing was interesting, South Carolina offered him, and this was, I think, the same year they went to the Final Four. Why would you go to Murray State when you could go to the state, one of the big universities that just went to the Final Four? I can't figure that one out.
Jimmy, I'm fortunate to be very well versed on this, and so I will share with you about this. We talked about this today a little bit today on the show, that South Carolina is going to have the number one and number two pick in the draft, both players from the Palmetto State. Isn't that amazing, Jimmy? Isn't that amazing? So here is the problem with South Carolina. Ja Morant, and this is a testament to the character that's been instilled in him from his parents and his father, he danced with the girl that brought him. And Murray State was after him for years. South Carolina came in late. He had a chance to go to a bigger school, and most kids, once a bigger school takes note of you, would jump ship and go to the bigger school. But Murray State has been was after him for the last 3 years, and he appreciated that attention when no one else was giving him the time of day. He was a beanpole physique-wise, and he's really still growing into his body, and he wasn't the player that he is today. But still, for both South Carolina and Clemson to miss the boat on that guy is a total shame and a total embarrassment for both of those schools. You know, here you are, you're watching Murray State in the tournament, and you're thinking to yourself, what would this guy have done for South Carolina, and what would he have done for Clemson? I think both of those teams go from not making the tournament to making the Final Four with Ja Morant. And Clemson didn't offer him at all. And South Carolina offered him late when Murray State had been recruiting him 2 years prior. 2 years prior. Again, most kids, you know, if UCF is recruiting you and then Florida comes in late, most kids are like, oh my God, I finally got an offer from Florida. That's where I'm going. But Ja Morant said, no, I appreciate Murray State. Been interested in me for years. Sorry, guys. I'm going with the girl that brought me. And I think that is a tremendous sign of character from one Ja Morant. Okay. Some of you may have received a push notification on this earlier today, and I want to mention this to you now. I have my list right here today of, my opinion, the only eight teams that could make the college football playoff this year. Okay, the eight teams that can make the college football playoff this year. And the only eight teams that can make the college football playoff this year. All right? And I've looked at this. I've considered a bunch of different factors that are at play here. And I've really kind of evaluated where each and every one of these teams are. Right? I've kind of looked at where each and every one of these teams are in terms of heading into the college football season this year. First up for me that could make the college football playoff this year is Alabama. I know I'm not saying anything. Surprise. What a shock, right? but they have more depth this year than they did last year. They bring back Tua Tagovailoa. They bring back the front runner for the Biletnikoff winner in Jerry Jeudy. Najee Harris, Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, Henry Ruggs are also back. They also have they have 10 of the top 50 players on the 2020 NFL Draft Big Board. Simply put, Alabama is Alabama. There's absolutely, positively, no doubt about that. Number two for me, and no surprise, Clemson. Look, they have a unique opportunity to win three national championships in four seasons under Dabo Swinney. They've got to replace some depth, but they bring back Travis Etienne, Justin Ross, T. Higgins. It's unfair, the level of offensive talent that the Tigers possess, and no one will be able to compete with that. Now, the flip side of that is as follows. They've lost a lot of depth. They lost their front seven, but Xavier Thomas is ready to fill that void, along with Isaiah Simmons and cornerback A.J. Terrell. But the thing is, they're going to be tested early, and I think they can maybe even afford to lose a game early. Georgia Tech, Texas A&M, and Syracuse, they're going to be tested here in the early going, and if they drop a game, say, to Texas A&M, is the rest of the schedule good enough to get them into the college football playoff? Three for me is Georgia. It's, you know, Kirby Smart, he's going to turn the corner here sometime real soon. Look, they lost to Texas last year in embarrassing fashion after they were not selected for the playoff. Now it's on Kirby Smart. He's tasked with delivering the first national championship since 1980. I love their starting quarterback, Jake from State Fromm. Really, really love him. And then the running back position, DeAndre Swift is an absolute beast. Andrew Thomas is a first-round talent on the defensive line. They get Notre Dame at home. They're going to win that game by three touchdowns or more, and they're going to meet Alabama, as much as this pains me, they're going to meet Alabama in the SEC championship game. Four for me is Oklahoma, and Oklahoma is going to have Jalen Hurts, who wants to prove that he can be as much of a passer as he is a runner. When was the last time an NFL quarterback truly succeeded with running as his predominant skill? I'll wait. It doesn't happen. RG3 wrecked his knee and wrecked his confidence. Lamar Jackson can't throw the football. And I think Jalen Hurts is looking to shed that label right now. He's got playmakers Kennedy Brooks, CeeDee Lamb, and he's got a great offensive line. But the defense must improve under their new coordinator, Alex Grinch. I think, though, under Lincoln Riley, they're going to have a chance to play in the college football playoff. I also really like Texas as a chance. My number five team that could make the college football playoff this year. Tom Herman, again, delivering in a big way on the recruiting front. And the Longhorns are going to get another chance to show that they're ready for the big stage. They've got a poor man's Tim Tebow at quarterback in Sam Ellinger, who is a beast. They get Colin Johnson back on the offensive side of the ball, and they add Keontae Ingram and Daniel Young to the backfield. Texas and Tom Herman is headed in the right direction. So we're through five out of eight teams. The only eight teams, in my opinion, that could make the college football playoff. I've got seven that are rather obvious, and I have one sleeper team. Next up for me is Michigan. Michigan for me, and I know what you're thinking. Jim Harbaugh hasn't beaten Ohio State once. Sorry, Lonzo, that changes this year. The Wolverines have the eighth best record among Power 5 teams.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Since Jim Harbaugh came to Ann Arbor in 2015, but they only talk about 0-4 against Ohio State. They have a new offensive coordinator, John Gattis. They have a new offense that's called Speed in Space that, Jim Harbaugh has kind of run an old school offense in the past. And they've got Shea Patterson back, a very talented group of receivers that includes Donovan Peoples-Jones, Nico Collins, Tariq Black. They still need to find a running back, and they still need to replace some pieces on defense, but this is one of Jim Harbaugh's most talented teams. So we are through 6 out of 7 logical choices to make the college football playoff, and then one sleeper. Another logical choice, and this pains me because it will reveal to you that I am not picking my alma mater as a team that can make the playoff this season, is LSU. Now, the LSU Tigers, look, they got the Fiesta Bowl victory over UCF. Thank God they shut up those Knights. I know we're all tired about talking about them. Joe Burrow's back for a second year on the offensive side of the football. And the defense features All-American candidates, Grant Delpit, Christian Fulton in the secondary. They have Chazon at the linebacker position, who tore his ACL in the first game last year. And they've got incoming freshman All-American Derek Stingley arriving as well. A ton of talent in Baton Rouge. I still don't know what to make of Ed Orgeron as a head coach, but one thing is clear, he can recruit, and he's better than he was now in the past. And then finally, my sleeper team to make the college football playoff this year in college football is as follows. That player is Stanford. That team is Stanford. I absolutely love David Shaw. They have an NFL prospect at quarterback in KJ Costello. Cameron Scarlett is going to replace their All-American Bryce Love. The offensive line, you always know at Stanford, it's going to be beast mode, that offensive line. And whereas the Pac-12 has really sucked the last few years, they have a really good non-conference schedule this year. They travel to UCF to play the Knights. The Knights might be without Mackenzie Milton, their quarterback. They play Northwestern, who's a top 25 team this year out of the Big Ten. And they also get USC and Oregon. Their schedule is good enough where 11-1, certainly 12-0, but 11-1 for the Stanford Cardinal might get them into the college football playoff as well. So my 8 teams, the only 8 teams in my opinion that could make it to the college football playoff are as follows: Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Oklahoma, Texas, Michigan, LSU, and my sleeper pick, Stanford. Where am I right? Where am I wrong? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Let's get to Billy, who's hanging patiently. Billy, what's up, man? Thanks for the call. You're offsides.
Hey, Mark, what's going on? Listen, I just wanted to say, first of all, my big wish would be for South Carolina to win the national championship in college football. That would be great to finally get that monkey off your back, you know, because you keep hearing about it. So the first one is always the most
important. You're tired of winning national championships in sports nobody watches, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's the truth. I mean, and then the other thing is, you know, I think you can draw a direct correlation between, well, what's the difference between the women's teams, soccer teams, and the men's soccer teams? There's just one difference, because they come from the same country and they usually come from the same background.
Talent?
It's usually just football. Well, it's football. Our best players are always going to pick football and basketball first. It's just that simple. Now, you're right. There's a lot of immigrants here. My father was an immigrant. I'm a first generation. But, you know, I grew up a football fan. I played football first, and that's just the way it is. You've got to ask yourself a question. You know, I know in Germany, if you go over there right now, they've got American football leagues over there. They're small, but it's a very, you know, very popular sport in that country. Now, they're never going to take soccer over. But what would have happened if you would have introduced other sports first? Because they've been playing soccer longer. That's the only reason why it's more popular around the world. If you take that part away, I think that maybe basketball might be more popular. I know my father's from Greece, and I'm telling you, with the younger people over there, they like basketball just as much, if not more, than they do soccer. So,
Billy, here's anyway, what. Wait. Here's where I want to refute that argument to a degree. We've got 350 million people here. Okay, we only need 22 great soccer players. Okay, so the whole our best players are playing this sport or that sport. There's plenty of athletes here to be great at soccer, to be great at basketball. We're not sitting around saying, man, the end.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
NBA isn't what it could be because all of our best players are playing football. There's enough athletes to be great at the NBA. There's enough athletes to be great at baseball. There's enough athletes to be great here, right? Right. So when you have 300,
I agree with everything that you're saying.
Right. So when you look at some of these,
your point is because you're not that other guy. There was a young guy that called in earlier when you first brought it up. I forgot his name, but he was 26.
Yeah,
Tyler. He mentioned it. Exactly. You get more. Stardom from playing football or basketball in this country than you ever will in any other sport. And I think that's got a lot to do with it. These kids don't grow up, you know, dreaming to be the next Messier because they don't know who Messier is, but they know who Tom Brady
either do you,
and
apparently.
LeBron James is.
I was joking with you, Billy. Either do you, apparently, because the name is pronounced Messi, you know?
Well, exactly. I don't care. I don't care. You know how much of the women's soccer I've watched? Absolutely zero.
Hey, listen, anyway, Billy, we got to get you watching, man. What's it going to take? We got to get you tuned into this Women's World Cup, brother. What's it going to take?
Are they going to play nude?
No. Billy, thanks for the call, man.
Anyway,
do appreciate
Mark, it. Thank you,
buddy. All right. Listen, please tell me, Lonzo, that's not what it would take to get people to watch the Women's World Cup. Please tell me that's not what it would take.
I have all kinds of things that I could add to that, but I'm not going to.
Yeah?
Because I'm not going to get myself in trouble.
No, you're not going to get yourself in trouble. All right. So, anyway, it's a, you know, it's a sword, folks, that I'm willing to die on because to me it's the beautiful game and I love it. And to me, the greatest achievement in my lifetime would be for the men to win the World Cup. More than Florida winning any national championship would be the U.S. men to win the World Cup. And the greatest sports heartbreak in my lifetime, and something that I still can't even believe, is that the U.S. missed the last World Cup. We were playing Trinidad and Tobago, okay? A nation of less than 1 million people. And all we needed to do was tie them on their little island. And we lost 2-1. With a World Cup berth on the line, the biggest shock in my life. Going into that last game, we had a 92% chance of making the World Cup, and we lost to Trinidad and Tobago. Biggest heartbreak of my life, man. Really, really biggest heartbreak of my life. Some more comments on the only 8 teams that could make the college football playoff next year. Where did I hit? Where did I miss? You're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. I wonder if I've made any headway in getting people to give the Women's World Cup a shot before it's over here today. There's a lot of moving and shaking going on the NBA front. A programming note, we're having not one but two guests live from New York City, live from the NBA draft, one on tomorrow. Steve Kyler from Basketball Insiders will join the show tomorrow to talk NBA free agency, NBA trades, NBA draft, Kawhi Leonard to the Lakers, where are some of the big names going to go? Well, we're going to have that conversation with Steve Kyler tomorrow at 2:35. Then, on draft day, we're going to be joined by Zion Williamson's high school coach, Lee Sarter, who's also with Zion at the NBA draft in New York City, set to be joining us at 2 p.m. on Thursday, the day of the NBA draft. An interview you will hear only right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. All right? So, you know, and I've opened today, but I was opening today by talking about the fact that I think New Orleans is a fantastic fit for Zion Williamson. Local kid. How does it make you feel that the two best players, amateur-wise, are going to be from the state of South Carolina in this NBA draft? South Carolina football country is the center of the basketball universe. And I don't think that's getting nearly enough play. I don't think that's getting nearly enough buzz, nearly enough hype right now. People look at the basketball programs in this state and they roll their eyes and they say, football state. Well, guess what? Florida is a football state as well. And guess what? Times two. Florida won back-to-back national championships. Florida has been to four Final Fours. Football school, four Final Fours. Don't ever let anybody tell you what you can and can't do. Yes, it's really attractive. It's a turn-on to play in a place where everybody knows your name, like a Duke, like a North Carolina, right? I mean, that's really attractive to top recruits. But you can get four-star recruits that won't leave early for the NBA, that have a chance to be great and have a chance to bring your team to the Final Four, to the national championship game. Florida had Joakim Noah, Corey Brewer, and Al Horford. They also put together a great shooter who made 46% of his threes at Florida, Lee Humphrey, and a point guard, Torian Green, that nobody wanted. Okay? So Corey Brewer was the only five-star guy they had. Joakim Noah, Al Horford weren't that highly recruited coming out of high school. They became stars at Florida because they loved the game of basketball, and that's exactly what Clemson and South Carolina need to do. But a challenge issued to those guys as well. A challenge issued to Clemson and South Carolina basketball, Brownell and Frank Martin. Never again should you allow the likes of Zion Williamson and Ja Morant to leave your state. Your job is to be good enough, relevant enough, that they want to stay here and that they want to play here. You know, Ja Morant would have stayed here had South Carolina recruited him in a time frame anywhere close to when Murray State recruited him. They came in last, and Ja Morant said, nah, you only liked me when I went from geek to chic. You didn't like me when I was the geek that nobody wanted. And Zion Williamson, look, there's reports on a lot of different things about him receiving money and so on and so forth and the price to get Zion Williamson. And he almost committed to Clemson, but in the end, he went to Duke, and the state of South Carolina was shut out from the two best players in the country who, oh, by the way, happened to be from here. Still, I look at Thursday night as a great showcase for this state. I really, really do. To have the two best players, the number one and number two picks in the draft from South Carolina, that's awesome, man. That's really awesome. And that's something I think we all can be proud of. All right, coming up next, It's the best thing we heard today. A surprise from Lonzo coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. All right, it's the best deal for you if you're a golfer. It's back, and it's the best it's ever been right now. We've assembled 11 golf courses from right here in the Upstate, and we've placed them on our 2019 Upstate golf cart. All right, so that's 11 rounds of golf for less than 10 bucks per round. That's over $450 worth of golfing that you're going to get. $44 a round is usually the average price. You're getting it for $9 a round. Look, man, I'm a sucker for those value meals because you pay less money, right? This is the ultimate value meal for golf. If you're a big golf fan, how can you not get this? It is your season pass. You get to play at courses like the Preserve at Verde, Pebble Creek, Legacy Pines, The Rock Golf Club and Resort, Carolina Springs, Willow Creek, and many, many more, and you pay $9 a round. I've paid more than $9 a round playing mini golf lately, all right? And you get to pay $9 a round, just $99, for 11 rounds of golf at 11 different golf courses. Sound like a sweet deal to you? Get yours today at upstategolfcard.com and check us out on social media. Look up Upstate Golf Card on both Facebook and Instagram. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Okay. So Shaquille O'Neal was on First Take this morning, and he was asked something very interesting. And this is really hard to do, right? Because in the performance field, like in our field, I've gotten to host in my career a few national shows. I've hosted for SB Nation Radio. Last year, I hosted for CBS Radio nationally. And not a permanent thing, but every once in a while, you send your stuff. They like what they hear. They give you a national show. And in a performance field, if you don't feel like you're the very best in the country, what are you doing? All right, what are you doing? And people think you're arrogant, right? But no, I really believe that that ESPN Upstate picked the best host for the job. Like I really believe when they had the opening when GMAC left and had a chance to meet GMAC, he was fantastic. He and his wife last week at Downtown Alive, fantastic to meet them. But with the opening, my belief is that Entercom Greenville hired the best host that was available. And therefore, I'm here. And I feel like it's okay to feel that way about yourself. It's tough for me if you're saying, hey, Mark, name the five best hosts in America. It's tough for me not to put my name in that list. It's really, really tough. So imagine when Shaquille O'Neal was on First Take today and he was asked to name the Mount Rushmore of L.A. Lakers players, which means there's four L.A. Lakers players he can name. Did Shaquille O'Neal do what I would do and name himself, or was discretion the better part of valor? And does Shaquille O'Neal possess a level of humility that evades your humble host here today? Here's Shaquille O'Neal today on First Take.
Are you on the lake? You won three titles, and I'm saying you don't make the Mount Rushmore.
Am I on it?
Do you make the Mount Rushmore?
Listen, that's not for me to decide.
Some people
say I am on it, but let's see. Kareem, Wilt, they're definitely on it. Magic.
I don't think Wilt's on it.
Rushmore is what, four or five people?
Four.
So
four. Kobe's a lifetime Laker, 20 years, five championships. Magic, lifetime Laker, five championships. Jerry West is the logo, was considered one of the best players ever when he played and is the greatest executive in the history of the league. You're going to take Jerry West off? So there's one slot. Does it go to Shaq? Who's it go to? Does it go to Wilt?
I'm going to give it to Kareem.
Kareem, right. Five chips.
The official and the accurate Mount Rushmore for the history of the LA Lakers can only be as follows. Kareem, Magic, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal. I'm taking out Jerry West. I'm taking out Wilt Chamberlain, and I realize Wilt Chamberlain averaged like 50 points over a season. I realized he scored 100 points in one game. But in that era, there was only Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell and no two other guys like them. Shaq, can you imagine what Shaq would have done in Wilt Chamberlain's era? He would have scored 200 points in a game, for crying out loud. Lonzo, agree or disagree? Kobe, Kareem, Magic, Shaq, I'm leaving out West and Wilt.
I agree. We'll see what LeBron does before he's done now.
No chance to make the Lakers Mount Rushmore. Thanks to Lonzo. Thanks to you for making us part of your afternoon. Straight Up with Sturge is coming your way next. Thanks for listening to the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.